But right now, Justin, I see a big bag with you.
Mm-hmm.
I see
my big red bag.
Yeah, it looks like we have presents that are in bags. I don't know how I feel about that. I feel like they should be wrapped, but
bad acting.
Oh, that looks heavy.
I put my Santa hat back on in anticipation of my gift.
Very
approved.
Very festive.
Approved.
We have gifts from Trey, though. Should we open
first?
Yeah, I got a few gifts.
We have
for you
actual
guys.
physical gifts,
packages.
Thank you for wrapping them.
They are. I bought these as. I thought you would like them. They're open them up. See if you like them.
He was going to tell us what they were. Well. Okay, at the same time, or
let's see if the
same
T1 time. Can hear what it is.
Drum roll. Okay. Ooh, it's a. I got a T-shirt. We mine predicted also, what these were beforehand, and
I figured they were T-shirts because mine was bigger than yours.
Yes,
my shirt looks tiny.
Bigger. Yeah,
that's a large. This will do.
It's a large. What does your shirt say, Mino?
Oh my gosh!
What is it?
It says Wallace still had the idea, though.
That's awesome.
Okay,
it's Michael B. Jordan as Wallace from The Wire. I love this, Trey.
Hey,
thank you so much.
No problem, Justin. What
I
does
love
yours
it.
Say?
Oh boy,
let's see.
Mine is Doug Heffernan. Saying Shuddy.
Oh.
I love this.
Kevin James. And it's in IPS colors, too.
Mm-hmm.
That's the UPS knockoff he works for.
There you go. Got you some shirts that are relevant to your interests.
I love it.
Thank you, Trey.
You know us
so well.
You do. I was going to say, he's a true friend.
I got Ryan and Jay something as well, but they're not here.
Yeah, they're not special.
Yeah. Not special.
Get something for Flapjack?
I did.
All right, good deal.
The official dog of work in progress.
Mm-hmm. Apparently he was here today, but we didn't get to see him.
I know.
Smells like new shirt. I like
new shirts, though.
I do, too.
Mm. I don't typically go as hard in a new shirt because I don't want to get it nasty and sweaty, so I can wear it a second time new.
Just go as hard, just...
Yeah, like, you know, like play racquetball or something. So let's give some ticket gifts to our ticket brethren. I'll let you go first, because your bag seems to be a little smaller.
Yeah, let me go
I'm
going to
sift
Hold
through
on.
Some
it's
of mine.
On the, it's on the other side of the room.
We're going to just keep, prepared. Yeah, more bad acting. Okay. Bad acting.
There it is.
This is you're reaching
Santa.
For nothing.
Okay.
At least you stood up, I guess.
Let's reach into this Santa's red bag.
Okay.
And we'll pull out. Okay. Ooh. These are addressed to Danny Bayless, our friend Danny Bayless.
Yeah, hardline producer.
These are nice. These are some nice new shoes. These are some Timberland boots.
Okay.
And so Danny can wear these so it won't hurt as bad when Bob and Corby step on his toes during community quick hits every day.
I like it.
So some nice new shoes.
Some steel toe boots.
Yes.
That's nice of you.
Let's see. I'll reach into this bag and grab. This one's for Mike Soroy.
Okay.
This is the This is the Twilight Trilogy on DVD.
Why would you need
really,
that?
It appears the acting in these movies are as bad as Soroy's acting, pretending he's interested in Norm's show.
Ooh.
So hopefully he enjoys. I haven't seen the movies, but
yeah,
that's just the note that Santa wrote on these.
You're just passing them out. You're not.
Let's see. Dig in here. This is on the top. Okay. This is just a name tag.
Okay.
It doesn't say who it's from, but this must be for our board op.
Oh, no.
EA is a name tag so we can remember you.
Yeah. Okay.
That one was cheap.
Yeah, that's
sorry.
Cheap.
Sorry, EA. We have one for. Oh, this is for Craytray.
Oh, God.
This is for. Ooh, this is. This looks expensive.
Oh,
this
God.
Is a new Apple Watch.
Wow.
This is a new Apple Watch.
That's nice.
It is. You look really good in it.
He got you a shirt and you got him an Apple Watch.
Yes, and this is something you can bring to the show that actually isn't TV, movie, or video game related.
Mm.
All right.
And you can bring it to work. And,
yeah.
You know, it's something different.
I got another
something
movie game show.
A little
show.
Different.
All right.
Well, it was relevant to the holidays.
As he defends his movie game show from today.
I'll take it.
This one is for... Ooh, this is shiny. This is nice and shiny and gold. This is for Dan and Jake.
Oh, hangs on.
Ooh, this is magical. This is a genie in a bottle.
Hmm. Okay.
And there's a note that says... They can get 3 wishes with this genie in a bottle. There are only 2 rules. You cannot wish for more wishes... And of course, you don't get to choose your own producer.
Mm.
Like that's a given. You don't get to do that.
It.
You don't get to do that here.
You know, I love it.
I know that one's for you. This one is for... Let's see if I can find something for you. Dig down in here. Oh, yeah. Yep. Here we go, Justin. For some reason, I guess DVDs are very popular in this in Santa's bag here.
Uh-huh.
I have you the Game of Thrones box set on DVD.
Okay, why did I get the Game of Thrones box set on DVD?
This is so you can actually see other people getting stabbed in the back.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
I think it's a good gift for you.
I'll take it.
And let's see. There's one more. Oh, this is for me.
I've got one for me.
Whoa,
and look
Santa
at this.
Santa gave you a gift?
Yes, gave me something. I guess I've been on the good list this year.
Self-roast. What do you got?
This is nice. This is a framed copy of Rolling Stone magazine with Jokar Sarnaev on the cover. You remember that one?
Yeah, the Boston Bomber.
And Santa must know I like true crime, so it's fitting. And oh, there's a note on here.
What does it say?
It says, just like Jokar Sarnaev, you haven't done anything of note in the past 8 years. Like, that's kind of mean.
There's probably a lot of people he could have picked from 2013, but you chose
him, huh?
It's
also true.
I'm sure there was an athlete that retired in 2013, but you chose the Boston Marathon bomber, huh?
Yeah, it's... That was Santa. Santa gave this to me.
Okay, that's fair.
So those are some of the gifts that Santa gave to me. I want to hear some that Justin has.
All right.
Ooh, I think I found another one.
You have another one?
It's for you. We can do it later.
Oh, God. Okay. Well, this one's going to be worse.
Or I can just do it now if you want.
Yeah, just go ahead.
I can see what it is.
Let me go ahead and get it. I want to.
It's long. It's a hockey stick.
Okay.
I have you a hockey stick, so maybe someday you can beat Ryan at the sport he's best at, just like he beat you at the sport you're best at.
All right. I like that.
And that's I emptied
my bag.
Did
you have?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think I. Let me. I'll try to dig around a little bit more, but that's all I can see for now.
If you score a goal on him, you can drop the stick and immediately leave the ice, too.
That's true, yeah. Never play again. All right, so I have a few here. I got a lot of bag. I probably can't go through all the production you did. I have a lot to get to.
Okay.
So, let's start in the mornings. I have one for George. For George Dunham, who we will be filling in for next week. This here is a special serum that allows normal in the morning show Jub to be as funny and interesting as afternoon Jub.
I do love afternoon Jub.
I'm sure he'll like that.
And I love morning Jub too. I'm sure
Just afternoon Jub's better.
Does it help him pick games?
We'll have to see. You know,
because that's where he really needs help. I love morning Jub, but if he could pick games better in the afternoon,
it's a prototype.
Might help
serum.
Him out. Yeah.
For Junior, I got him a 2021 Sports Almanac.
Ooh.
Because apparently he hasn't realized sports have changed since 1985, and we don't just run the football and shoot mid-range jumpers anymore.
Zing.
Damn, sports.
Zing.
So hopefully he gets a lot of use out of that. Also, on the morning show, this is for Sean Bass.
Oh, okay.
I have hired Sean, a young person, to keep him for falling for memes on the internet like what happened here.
It's got to be fascinating. I guarantee you there's books that are going to be written about this whole era of Seahawks football because it has been nuts at times. I mean, hell, earlier this season they had a flag burning in the locker room or something like that. I mean,
dude, that was not a real photo.
It's not a real photo?
No.
Okay.
That's a Facebook conservative alt-right meme that has... You're talking about the one where Michael Bennett is waving a burning flag?
But they still got that... That's still out there. I mean, that's the perception of, like, the level of, like, hot-headedness in that room.
Yeah. I do somewhat think that they seem generally together on their...
Yeah, the social stuff, for sure.
Yeah, that photo is amazing. It's definitely not real, though.
Okay.
It would be a real fire hazard if an NFL player is shirtless in the middle of a circle of his teammates with a burning American flag.
Every time I listen to that...
It's great.
It gets funnier. And you can replace every time Jake says yeah with... I can't believe you. There's no way you believe this.
So this young person will follow him around the internet, and when he's like, is this... No. No,
it's
Sean.
Helpful.
What's better, that one or Dan believing the slide-in video with Collinsworth?
Well, I believe that
you
one, too.
You believed it,
so
too.
That one's worse. Let's go to middays.
Okay.
For Norm, I got Norm a towel to clean up his slop mouth.
Ooh, okay.
So when he's gurgling useful all over the microphone, he can just wipe it up immediately. For Donovan, this is another medical one. I got him a cure for overlaughing. For DJ, their ticker man,
DJ Ringenberg.
DJ Ringenberg, yes. Not JD. I got him a nice set of body wash to clean the ESPN stink off of him.
Okay. It's still there, too, after 2 years.
Yeah, it hadn't gone away. Let's see.
It's like a skunk smell. It never really goes away.
He's got a few things in here, actually. I got him a job that he deserved and was qualified for.
Okay.
And a new hat. He likes to wear hats.
Okay, that softens it. A new hat.
He likes
his hat. It's very nice of you to get him a new hat. That's very thoughtful.
Let's see. For Saroy, I got him a nice big Gucci bag.
Ooh, that's expensive. What color is that?
It's just a brown with the red and green Gucci. You need a bag this nice to hold all of his self-entitlement. You gotta have it.
Okay.
You gotta have it. And I also got him a hat, but this one's custom. Because you have to have a hat big enough to fit the size of his head after 30 people on Twitch tell him he should be the next toast on the ticket.
Damn.
So when you got a big head like that, you need a bigger hat.
And he can put his Twilight movies in the bag.
Yeah, he can watch Twilight while wearing his hat and holding his bag. Let's see. We'll go to middays for Jake. I got Jake his birth certificate so that he can stop distancing from people who are just 2 years younger than him.
It's a funny bit.
Yeah, if he sees his birth certificate, he'll drop the act that makes him think he's the same age as the other tier ones. He's our age.
If we were in high school at the same time together.
Mm-hmm. For Blake, I got Blake, again, got Blake a few things.
Oh,
no way.
That's a surprise.
You, Blake, and DJ.
I got Blake.
We can tell who your best friends are at the ticket.
I got Blake an original bit idea that's not just replaying audio of stuff Dan and Jake already said.
Okay. Is that a physical gift or is that on a gift card?
It's just if he needs to come to me for something original and not just replaying stuff Dan said on October 3rd.
Could be just an audio file.
Yeah,
you can
just
email.
Something.
I know those are popular like in gift cards right
now. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's very hot and some NFTs.
I got him a fantasy football magazine. Because once again, he finished on the loser side of his league this year.
Helpful.
And I got him a voice that doesn't make him sound like an unnamed, sexually curious Southern Muppet.
All right.
Hopefully he'll put that to use immediately.
That's very nice. You spent a lot of... those are expensive gifts.
Yeah, yeah. I got some more here. For Bob, I wanted to get Bob a book because I know he's a big reader. But how do you get someone a book when they think they already know everything? For Corby... I got Corby a time machine.
Ooh.
So that he can go back to a time where his co-host didn't call out his bad sports takes. For Danny, I got Danny the ability to like popular stuff without losing his cool guy card.
Zing.
I know he's worried about that, so he just craps on everything people likes.
And I hope he likes his Timberland boots, because those are pretty popular.
Yeah, so with this, he can actually like things like Ted Lasso or new music and not feel like people are going to call out him for being a cool guy. For Ty, their ticker man, I got him an original sports point that doesn't sound like something you'd see in the comments section of an SB Nation article.
Okay.
You hear a lot of those from 10 to noon on Saturdays. For Matt Birmingham, I got him just one normal thought. Just one.
I don't know. I want to take that back. I want to re-gift that to somebody else. I like Ham's unnormal thoughts.
He might not like it.
He's going to re-gift that one. He's going to re-gift that to you or something in 5 years.
Let me roll through some of the weekenders here. For Craig Rosengarten, I hired him a dog to lick the mashed potatoes out of his mouth. Again, people have mouth problems. And for his co-host, Rick, this is just a humble reminder that if it wasn't for Craig, he'd be the worst broadcaster on the ticket.
Oh. Okay.
So just he opens this up. It's a card that's just basically a picture of Craig. And he's like, well, not him.
It's my friend.
For Peter Welpton, the host of the Kick Around, I got him an interesting non-mailed in 840 bit. For Cash Aroy, the brother of Mike, he's going to be sitting there watching his brother wearing the hat and watching Twilight with him. I got him a memory wipe machine so we can all forget about the fate of man failure.
What was that?
Where it was stolen. At Summer Bash. Remember,
quote, unquote,
it was
stolen.
It was a big thing. But with this, we're not going to remember. We're not going to remember that they tried to do a whole bit around who stole it.
Maybe we can find it.
And we couldn't talk about it.
For Christmas.
Let's see. For Sam Hale, I wanted to get Sam Hale someone who liked him, but I couldn't find anybody.
Oh, so he didn't get anything.
I looked everywhere. I turned over every rock. Couldn't find anybody. Let's see. For Elf, I got Elf some smell receptors in his nose so that that he'll know 20 spritzes of his old man cologne is enough. For Sod, I got a Sod that says, I played high school quarterback behind David Blow, because mentioning it 10 times an hour is not enough. I'll have to play yours later, Jacob, because I don't know if I have time for yours right now. For Jay King, I promise to save his number so I don't have to keep scrolling up previous messages to remember who it is.
Poor Jay.
I've saved his number in the past
That's
year.
What I'm doing now. I'm going to do that so I remember. For Mark Folliwell, I won't put a fake gun to my head every time he tries to twist Derek Harper's point into something good. For Brian Damaris, I got him a piece of credibility to be on the Mavs postgame show besides being friends with Cash and Mark Cuban.
But he is friends with Dirk.
He is.
So that's a good present.
Comedian.
For you, Trey,
uh-oh,
I got you a few things.
Is this going to scar me for another 5 years?
You'll be all right. I got you. This is kind of similar to David. I got you an interesting personality trait that doesn't involve movies.
Okay.
I got you. Let's see.
But you have an Apple Watch, too, and those are really nice.
These next two are promises that every time from now on someone fills in for you, I won't turn to Mino and say, I could see him being our full-time producer. And I also...
It's not so much a shot on Trey. It's just we have a lot of talent.
And from now
here.
On, anytime someone mentions you and they say, have you seen his sisters? I'll tell them to stop. I won't let them bring up your sisters anymore.
I'm not. I'm going to keep it going.
And for Ryan, I'll get a tier one person to recognize him on Twitter. For you, Mino, your gift is in front of you.
Oh, thank you. I'll open
this
now.
I got you
now.
A physical gift and a bag.
Thank you
sorry.
Thank you for putting this in a bag. Ooh. Oh, my gosh. You know me so well. It's a Goose Creek candle, finally fall. You know I like candles.
I got you real gifts. Yeah, I got you candles.
Oh, ooh. That smells good.
Yeah.
It smells like pine.
Right.
I'm going to light these tonight. And then flannel for Flannel Fridays.
It is for Flannel Friday.
Ooh, I really like these.
There's a little
spritz. And they'll burn well together.
Yep. All right, there's Christmas gifts.
Is that it? You don't have any more for me? Any fun ones?
I tried.
Aw.
Couldn't do it.